Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Presidential Lottery by James A. Mykiner is a concise, argumentative critique of how the United States chooses its presidents and why that process can produce outcomes that feel accidental rather than deserved. Written with Mykiner's trademark clarity and civic concern, the book focuses on structural features of American elections that reward chance, distort representation, and elevate strategy over governance. Instead of treating elections as a pure expression of the popular will, Mykiner frames the system as a high-stakes gamble in which a few pivotal states, narrow margins, and procedural quirks can outweigh the preferences of millions. He considers how the Electoral College, party rules, campaign incentives, and the pressures of modern media combine to create volatility and mistrust. The core goal is not cynicism, but reform. Mykiner presses readers to see that stability and legitimacy depend on aligning election mechanics with democratic expectations. And he challenges citizens to treat electoral design as a solvable civic problem rather than a fixed tradition. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Electoral College as a high-stakes risk engine. A central theme is that the Electoral College can turn a national decision into a contest decided by quirks of geography and arithmetic. Mykiner emphasizes how winner-take-all practices in most states magnify small pluralities into sweeping electoral victories, creating a sense of inevitability that may not reflect the electorate's actual balance. This structure incentivizes campaigns to focus on a narrow set of competitive states while treating many voters as politically irrelevant because their state outcome is considered predetermined. The result is a system where turnout, messaging, and policy attention can be shaped less by national needs than by the anxieties of a few swing regions. He also highlights how the Electoral College creates scenarios where the presidency can be won without a national popular plurality, undermining perceived legitimacy and intensifying post-election division. Rather than arguing only from abstract fairness, the book frames these effects as practical hazards that can produce fragile mandates and governability problems. By portraying the system as a gamble, Mykiner pushes readers to consider whether tradition justifies a design that repeatedly courts controversy and misalignment. Secondly, disproportionate influence and the geography of power. Mykiner explores how electoral rules translate population distribution into political power in uneven ways. He argues that the weighting of states, combined with winner-take-all allocations, can amplify the influence of some voters while diminishing others, not necessarily because of civic merit, but because of where they live. This geographic distortion affects more than the final tally. It shapes campaign itineraries, advertising budgets, coalition building, and which local issues receive national promises. When a small number of states become decisive, candidates learn to speak to those electorates first, often narrowing policy imagination to what plays well in pivotal regions. The book presents this as an ongoing misallocation of democratic attention that can leave large portions of the country feeling ignored, whether they are in reliably red or reliably blue states. Mykiner treats this imbalance as corrosive because it encourages citizens to view politics as a spectator sport rather than a meaningful channel for participation. The topic underscores that legitimacy is not only about who wins, but about whether the process treats citizens as equals across the map. Reform, in this view, is a way to distribute political relevance more fairly. Thirdly, parties, nominations, and the hidden lottery before Election Day, beyond the general election. Mykiner criticizes the nomination pathway as another layer of chance and manipulation that can determine outcomes long before the public votes in November. He points to the outsized role of early contests, sequencing, and party procedures that can propel a candidate forward through momentum rather than broad national preference. The process can reward tactical positioning, fundraising timing, and media narratives that crystallize around a narrow set of early states and insider cues. In that sense, the public is often presented with finalists shaped by a complex pre-election system that many voters do not fully understand or control. Mykiner views this as a democratic vulnerability because it concentrates gatekeeping power and can elevate candidates skilled at the contest itself rather than those best prepared to govern. He also suggests that complex rules, delegate strategies, and shifting party incentives can confuse citizens and reduce trust, especially when outcomes appear to hinge on technicalities. This topic broadens the book's argument from the Electoral College alone to the full pipeline that produces a president, emphasizing that reform must consider both nomination and election mechanisms to reduce randomness and restore confidence. Fourthly, campaign incentives that reward spectacle over substance. Mykiner argues that the structure of presidential elections shakes candidate behavior, often pushing campaigns towards sensationalism, simplified messaging, and short-term tactics. When victory depends on narrow margins in a few places, persuasion becomes micro-targeted, and broader governing plans can be sacrificed for slogans that move key blocks. the chase for attention, amplified by modern media dynamics, can turn politics into performance, where gaffes and narratives overshadow policy competence. Meichner's concern is that this environment can distort what citizens learn about candidates, reducing the election to an emotional referendum rather than an informed decision about leadership. He also links campaign incentives to polarization, because highly mobilized factions may matter more than broad consensus building in a winner-take-all, swing-state-focused contest. The system can reward strategies that increase turnout among the most committed supporters while discouraging compromise. This topic is important because it connects electoral design to the quality of democratic deliberation. Meichner implies that better rules can produce better campaigns by changing what candidates must do to win, encouraging outreach to a wider electorate and emphasizing substantive credibility rather than pure tactical agility. Lastly, paths to reform and the civic duty to redesign democracy. A final focus is the idea that election rules are human-made and therefore reformable. Meichner presses the reader to treat institutional design as a civic responsibility, not a distant legal technicality. He explores the kinds of changes that could reduce randomness and improve fairness, including reconsidering the Electoral College framework, addressing winner-take-all distortions, and simplifying processes that obscure accountability. While any specific reform faces political resistance, he frames the real challenge as public will and sustained citizen attention. The book suggests that democratic legitimacy depends on aligning outcomes with broadly understood principles, such as equal weight for votes and transparent procedures. Meichner also implies that reform is not about guaranteeing a preferred party's victories, but about ensuring that winners can credibly claim a mandate. This topic emphasizes practicality reforms should aim to reduce post-election disputes, increase participation incentives, and make campaigns compete for every voter rather than only those in strategically chosen locations. The broader message is that citizens must demand institutional updates when the system produces repeated strains, because a democracy that cannot adjust its machinery risks losing public trust even when elections are technically lawful. In conclusion, this book fits readers who care about American government beyond day-to-day partisanship, including students of civics, policy professionals, historians of elections, and voters who sense that the current system often feels disconnected from majority preference. It is also valuable for skeptical citizens who want a structured explanation of why presidential outcomes can hinge on geography, procedure, and narrow margins rather than a clear national decision. The benefit is practical as well as intellectual. By understanding how incentives flow from election rules, readers become better equipped to evaluate reform proposals, spot misleading arguments, and participate more effectively in civic conversations. Meichner's approach can sharpen how you interpret campaigns, polling, and post-election disputes, because it links visible political drama to underlying mechanics. Compared with many election books that focus on a single scandal or a single cycle, this one is worth buying because it treats structural design as the core issue and makes the case inaccessible. Citizen-oriented language. Its lasting value comes from framing reform as a democratic maintenance task, not a temporary outrage. For readers seeking a clear argument about why the presidential selection process can behave like a lottery and why that matters for legitimacy and governance, it offers a focused, persuasive starting point that remains relevant whenever electoral controversy returns. If you would like to support James A. Meichner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.